Ettugo Ivar Björnsson. Hey, Ivar. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. How are you?
Fantastic. I should probably start with Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, or Happy New Hair, as we say in Norway.
Right. So, the idea to have you with us today is that there is a forthcoming album of yours pretty soon in the end of winter. Please tell us more about it. I mean, the first question, obviously, is to what extent and where is the key difference between In Times and the previous one that came out like 2 years and a half ago?
Exactly, yeah. I think there's a clear sort of path from the one to the other. But the key difference, I think, is the new album In Times being even more energized. It's more of the things that we like and want to put into the music. Mm-hmm. The aggressive parts are more aggressive, the melodic ones are more melodic, and so on. So I think that we're a band that work in parallel musicality all the time. When we do something that's more beautiful than we've done before, then we have to do something that's more harsh and dark than before. Mm-hmm. We sort of try and stay in an equilibrium, and I think we are there, but it's a bigger project, it's bigger songs, more of everything. If you like this kind of cake, you will get more of it from this album. Mm-hmm.
I see. Въпросът беше окей, след като си честитихме нова година. Този новият албум, който излиза в края на зимата сега, по какъв начин, къде е ключовата разлика между него и предишни, излязъл преди 2 години и половина? Ние работим на следния принцип, каза Ивар. Когато харесаме нещо, когато се получи нещо хубаво, искаме следващия път да го направим още по-хубаво, т.е. този албум е по-енергичен. Където е имало агресия, ние вкарваме още повече агресия. Където е имало повече, където е имало мелодия, там правим още повече мелодия. Това е нашата идея да вървим напред. Do you know that there is a very well spread notion of fatality when you talk about album number 13? If I'm not wrong, this is going to be your album number 13, right?
Yes.
But no fatal signs so far, right?
Yeah, knock on wood, but for me, 13 is a lucky number. I have it tattooed on the bottom of my leg, and it's always been a very positive thing for me. You know, there's people who believe 13 to work the other way, too, so mm-hmm. I'm definitely one of those. So for me, this, and actually, it feels like this has, it's got some significance. I'm a superstitious person, and 13 is very special.
Тъй като предстоящият албум ще бъде 13-ти в историята на Enslaved, въпросът ми беше, ясно е, че широко разпространено схващането, че това е фаталното число, имаше ли някакви белези които, и знаци, които да показват, че нещо фатално ще се случи. Ивар каза, всъщност да, но има и другата гледна точка, за мен 13 не е фатално, а е щастливото число, дори съм си го татуирал на гърба на крака. Being a band with a huge experience now, 13 albums and stuff. I'm not talking about your parallel experience with other bands, Ivar, but I'm sure that because today in Europe especially, we are talking a lot about the freedom of expression because yes. of what happened in Paris and stuff. I'm sure that being a very extreme metal band, like touching from time to time some deepness from the black metal grounds and stuff. Have you ever had problems in terms of the rights of expression throughout the world? Not been banned in Russia, which becomes trendy nowadays, but in any case.
Everybody's banned in Russia, so that's not a big thing. But not from a government point of view. We had some very minor issues, I remember, in the beginning with touring in Germany. Because we were touring with some black metal bands that was a little bit too heavy on the Second World War imagery, you know, the tanks and all that stuff. And then people started getting ideas and they mixed up the way that we use our Viking ancestry, Northern mythology. And then somebody mentioned, you know, the right-wing connection. But for us, we took a very important decision at that time. That it was just a small mention in a German magazine. But we spent a lot of time making statements, calling people, and we wanted to make sure that if that our music should never be associated with this kind of political ideology. No matter how tempted we've been to, you know, express personal views on things and that, we're a band, we're a rock band, which should be for everyone. And we want to say what we want. And for us, right wing, left wing, religious, you know, whether it's Christianity or Islam or Judaism, whatever, it doesn't matter. All these monotheistic religions have something in common with the right wingers and the left wingers. But they want their voice to be the loudest, and they want everybody else to be quiet. Mm-hmm. And this is, music is the opposite. Music is giving everybody a voice. So, what's happening today.
Even being loud, right?
Yeah, extremely loud. If you go to 11.
Тъй като всъщност в момента всички са много изострени и чувствителни на тема свобода на словото и на изразяването, тъй като Enslaved естествено са екстремна група, която в голямата си, т.е. в първите години особено беше силно свързана и с Black Metal корените, дали те са имали такива проблеми, ограничения. Той каза, в началото имахме малки проблеми, всъщност не от гледна точка на правителството на Норвегия, разбира се, но става дума за турнета в Германия, които правихме в началото с някои по-блек метал групи, които бяха по-експлицитни в темите за Втората световна война, танкове и така нататък. След това един сайт написа за нас в Германия, или едно списание по-точно, че преди северната митология, която беше в основата на някои от нашите песни, на нашите песни, ни свързваха с десни политически организации, но всъщност ни отделихме много време на това и говорихме с журналистите и така нататък, обяснихме, че ние сме музиканти и колкото и да сме били изкусени в интерес на истината, да вкараме някои наши лични гледни точки в нашата музика, практически разбрахме, че музиката ни наистина трябва да е за всички, защото сме рок група. На този свят за нас религиозни, мюсюлмани, християни, леви и десни политически организации са такива, които искат да говорят по-силно, максимално силно да крещят, докато другите мълчат, докато музиката е точно обратното. Аз казах колкото и агресивна и силна да е. I remember that back in September there was a press release quoting you that you're very excited that your favorite season is when you start recording a new Enslaved album.
Yes.
Do you remember that one? I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
But do you still have the same excitement when the album is done?
Yeah, it's a little bit of the handing over process, a little bit of a limbo phase, you know, when everything's done with the mastering and artwork and all that stuff, which this happened, I guess, before Christmas in December. There's a week of just sending files to Nuclear Blast and making sure all the time codes are right and that stuff, you know, production things. It's not boring, but it's a little bit like non-existence after being in the studio and being so excited for a long time. But that's just a little week, and then things start going into production. You start doing your first interviews, and you send you start listening to the album as something that's finished. You start to get a relationship to the album that not only focusing on making it, you can start to enjoy it, then you start rehearsing it live. So this is a very different, but also a very, very nice season. So I would say that I really enjoy every part of making an album, maybe with the exception of the very technical phase of handing over your finished product, mm-hmm. which is a bit of an anticlimax after making it. But now, talking about it and soon going up and playing it is also very exciting.
Is this a kind of an album with music that let's say a metal fan or a personality can fall asleep to? Not because of being bored, but because of being hypnotized with the multi-layered sounds and stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
I think so, yeah. I think you can use this kind of... I think Enslaved would be quite well suited for meditation or even, you know, relaxing to the point of falling to sleep. If you're accustomed to the expression and the sound, then I think there's a lot of rhythm and repetition and so on that's quite meditative. Mm-hmm. So and relaxing. So yeah, why not?
Дали всъщност новият албум е музика, на която един човек може да заспи, не защото е отекчителен и досаден, а просто защото поради многопластовите неща в звука и общото послание вкарват съзнанието на човек в такова състояние. Знаете за какво говори и той знае. Той каза, да, мисля, че има една медитативна част. Има едни повтарящи се барабари. Естествено, ако сте свикнали и имате опит с такъв звук, това е напълно възможно, а иначе го върнах към септември, когато той каза, че любимият му сезон е, когато започват да правят албум на Enslaved. Той каза, да, беше страхотно. Попитах го, добре, сега, когато албумът е готов, всъщност как се чувстваш? Той каза, практически, когато завършихме с мастерирането и всичко, това беше малко преди Коледа, беше страхотно. Имаше един период, който беше малко отекчителен от гледна точка на техническата част на продукцията, изпращане на файлове, сглобяване и така нататък, но практически всеки един етап в създаването и възприемането на албума, защото сега вече мога да го слушам изцяло като продукт, като албум, а също така започнахме и да репетираме песните на живо, всичко е страхотно. Well, it seems that you're a happy man. Enjoying every part, almost every part of creating an album and playing live. I even
enjoy interviews, which seems to be a rare thing with musicians. There you go.
Той също така обича да прави, да дава интервюта, което е рядко за музиканти. The thing is that, we know a lot, it's been said, and it's kind of like a cliche that's been spread around for the last 20 years, everything about the Scandinavian scene and the bands and stuff, but please answer another cliche question. If you were not a musician, Ivar, what would you do today?
I have a pretty clear idea. I would probably be developing... one or two things. I would either be a psychologist or I would be developing software for information science, because that's two things I studied before I became a full-time musician.
Okay.
Sometimes I prefer computers over people, so I'm guessing I would be a computer programmer, yeah.
Фантастик. Попитах го всъщност през всичките тези 20 и повече години, много клишета са се казали за скандинавските групи, скандинавската сцена, но ето ти един въпрос клише, който е интересен, ако не беше музикант, какво щеше да правиш? Той каза, отговорът е лесен, или щях да се занимавам с психология, или щях да разработвам различни типове софтуер, защото всъщност това са нещата, които учих преди, а пък и днес, като си има предвид, че често предпочитам компютрите повече от хората, отговорът е лесен. Alright, so interview over. And,
thank you so much.
Enjoy life.
Yeah, you too, man.
Go back to your computer.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, ciao, thank you.
Ciao, bye-bye. See you, man. Bye.